Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
So you'll see tailgates, and these men walk through the tailgates, and they dance, like, very sexually. Like, yeah. They're very slow, but they've got, like, a drum going with them.
Are they plus size also?
No. Oh,
okay, all right.
I saw an opportunity for myself. Yeah. I'm trying to start some sort of a senior plus size male dance group.
How's that going for you?
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm going back to look at it.
Wiggy, I have the ESPN play-by-play up in front of
Do you want to apologize? I'm accepting apologies for 1 minute.
Nope, I ain't apologizing nothing. I'm going to look at it my damn self.
A few moments later.
No. Shine sent me the film breakdown, which is pretty good, an MLB film. My apologies.
I'm waiting.
I apologize to everybody.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
I'm upset with them. I had one bad experience and I haven't been back.
The bathrooms weren't working?
No. Oh. They didn't let me choose what dressing I wanted.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I think the Red Sox win tonight.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning. Hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Rhode Island and a Flex Friday at the Newport Craft Brewery as a part of the Audrain Newport Concours Motor Week and the beauty of this picturesque seaside harbor city was ruptured last night by the lack of fundamental baseball from the Boston Red Sox in the fourth inning. They ruined our trip here. I mean, yeah. It's a beautiful city, but they ruined it last night.
Ruined our dinner for sure.
Ruined everything.
Gosh.
Was Jaron Duran betting on the Yankees? He looked like he didn't give a damn. He hit 0-91 in the series.
Yeah.
He made 15 defensive miscues. And you have that game last night where it just felt like the Red Sox could have been up another 15 innings and they wouldn't have gotten a run.
It's fundamentals. If there is a pop fly hit to the outfield, Wiggy.
Somebody can catch it.
One of the two. One of the two needs to catch the baseball.
I don't know, right fielder, center fielder, or second baseman. Somebody, please.
Same inning. I'm scoring an E3, Curtis.
Yep.
And I had
I can't do anything about it.
No.
So it's really, it is disappointing, especially when you go up a game, you get the first game of that series,
yeah,
and you're doing things that have never been done before in this wild card format, and you're the first team to win that first game and then go on to lose the series.
It also sucks if you look at Connolly early, because in the beginning he was really doing well. Like,
yeah,
he's going through three innings, but that for the pressure that's on that kid to be put in that spotlight, I get it, you're an MLB player, you've got to figure it out, but it just sucks because it was during the regular season and he had three good innings under his belt, we'd be like, man, this guy can do something in the future.
I appreciate it. You're an empath.
I am.
Right.
Same pressure on the guy that he was throwing against.
Yep,
right. And he didn't give a schlit.
And Curtis and I, Wiggy and I were talking about it when the game ended last night because they put the stat up, and I couldn't believe it was true.
Right.
But Schlittler is the first pitcher in Major League Baseball playoff history to go that long. 8 innings.
12 strikeouts. And no earned runs and no walks.
Yeah.
In Major League Baseball history.
That's amazing.
They've been playing baseball for like 20 years?
I think so.
I mean, unbelievable performance from the Walpole kid.
Yeah.
So,
and he should have been the first pitcher in Major League history to not only do it in 8 innings, but do a complete game. I don't know why the hell Aaron Boone took him out in the 8th inning. I mean, I would be pissed. I get it, you know, you won, but at least go let him go out there and at least until somebody gets on first base.
Give it a chance
until somebody gets a hit.
To run it all the way.
Well, he can probably be pitching game 3 back at home in the Bronx. But
but I don't think one inning would have made the difference.
I would have kept him in. We talked about it in real time, so it's not revisionist history. They had the opportunity to win this series in game 2. They weren't going to win last night. Connor Early could have been pitched better.
But you felt like yesterday during the show they were going to win it.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that given the way the game last night transpired, that was not a game that they were going to win. It was pretty evident early on that Schlitter was on his game. They weren't playing well enough. The game that they had to win the series was game 2, and you can point directly at the dropped ball in left field and the third base coach, Eaton, however you want to divide that. The biggest play of the series for the Red Sox was the inability to score from second base on the ground ball in the 8th inning of game 2.
Yeah.
Because if you take that lead, you bring in Chapman, the door's shut, the Yankees don't win a game.
Right. And when you look at that, and when you look at last night's game, I told you, I said, you got two young pitches. One of them's going to fall apart. And Santo and I were talking about it at dinner. And we both said, like, all right, it's either going to be the 4th or the 5th inning where one of them falls apart. And unfortunately, that the 4th inning is when Early fell apart. And then the other kid, now he's playing with house money. He's got 4 runs, the Schlittler kid, and now he can go out there and he can just continue to pitch a gem. But that was it, man. And I kind of can't wait to get to my lead
right,
on this one.
I was
going to
ask, is it what we were talking about after the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought about it last night, long and hot.
Hire Alex Cora.
We'll get to it,
I'm sure that's what the gist is.
Coach was not happy last night.
No, no.
Neither was I.
But what a reunion last night that we witnessed at the Audrain, the VIP event.
Oh, yeah.
With 2 former receivers, one tight end, one receiver.
Let me tell you something. We ran into, almost as soon as we arrived at the soiree, Nate Burleson.
My dog.
Who you get to see on Sundays Talk Football. I said to the man, hey, I got this guy on our radio show. I think you played with him, Jermaine Wiggins. He goes, Wiggy, let's get him on the phone. I said, he's right over there. There was a loving embrace and then like a hour-long conversation.
Yeah, man. We've been day one since day one. Nate is we were doing this thing a long, long time ago, like the having fun and everything. So to get to see him and guys that we played with, obviously with that team, we played with Moss and Dante Culpepper, and it was a cool brotherhood and everything, and everybody kind of goes their own way. Some people change. And I told Nate this last night. I said, the thing that I really love about Nate is, like, he ain't never changed. I mean, the man is on Good Morning America, right? He's on
CBS.
That's Good Morning America,
no,
right?
No, ABC.
What's CBS more? This morning's CBS. Oh,
okay,
you know,
CBS. Michael Irvin's on. Michael Straighten's on. Good Morning America. I'm sorry, but
he's with the astronaut Gail King.
Yeah, yeah, he's with her, and he's doing the thing with.
Listen,
he got high praise for Boomer Esiason too.
You got his name right, which oftentimes you don't.
Oh no, Nate's my dog, man. Nate, my dog, man.
And also, no offense, but he outdripped you.
Yeah, definitely.
The drip. He had like an orange suit on.
Yeah, yeah, he definitely was swagged out. I left my jacket at home, so I couldn't really.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so I couldn't really swag up.
Was it an issue with buttoning it? Sometimes for me it is. It can be.
I left it at home because I was gonna wear my
sport coat.
Yeah, not my sport coat, but my like pea coat.
Oh,
but I left it at home, and then I was like, damn. So, and I was like, I wasn't going out there and standing in the cold. So I said, I'm putting on my Red Sox.
Well, Shime, I think. And I'm hoping it's here in person, but I think Nate agreed last night to beat the geek today. Did he not?
Yeah, he said he would. Hopefully we can get him to come here in person.
Oh, heck yeah. I get to go up against an actual former NFL player?
Yes.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Yes. Hell yeah.
I shared some of your film analyzation skills with him last night.
Love that.
So I think you'll...
Yeah. Greg showed him your great play action pass down the seam idea.
Yeah, did you draw it up on the whiteboard, really explain it, Greg?
It's like, well, I've never seen it before.
We actually spent more time on back pylon. That's what we spent a lot of time on last night. But yeah, we have a full show for you here this morning at the Newport Craft Brewery, which is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And you guys, thanks for being here this morning. Unbelievable. Rhode Island shows up. I know what the law is in Massachusetts, but I don't know what the law is here in Newport. When can they serve beers? Is it 6?
Oh,
cheers. All right, cheers to you guys.
All right.
Never was there a radio audience that drank better than our radio.
We are much better when you drink.
Never. Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Never. So we will be joined later on today by Jay Leno. Jay Leno will be here at 8:15 this morning. And before that, Robert Spillane of the New England Patriots at 7:30, I believe. That means that we will get to our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes. And then they set it at 7, and when we get to They Said It, we will talk about what Alex Bregman said last night post-game about his future with or without the Boston Red Sox. And we need Hill Notes, so you can leave one of those on the Odyssey app on what happened last night, unfortunately, in Yankee Stadium, and we'll play those back coming up at about 9:20.
I wasn't listening at the time, but... this is the first year without Joe Castig. Did Will do the poem at the end?
I don't.
It breaks your heart. It's meant to break your heart.
I don't know. We were watching at the hotel.
Yes,
Biggie and I
couldn't hear.
I'm looking at Ken trying to get.
I don't know. Ken, is there a poem? Ken doesn't know.
Okay.
I think Ken. Where was Len Laird last night for the game? Was he huddled in his room watching her?
Yeah. On the town, I think.
No,
the boom boom room. I heard.
I heard he got tossed from the Red Parrot.
He was at the Blue Oyster.
Well. we don't have to get to this now, but let me just set it up for you. Who, if any, well, I know where Wiggy stands, and we'll get to it during his lead, but who are we running out of town? Is it Brisbois? Is it Alex Cora? Is it Nathaniel Lowe? Is it Rafaela, or is it nobody?
It's Jaren Duran for me.
It's Jaren Duran? Yeah. Adios?
It's not Craig Breslow, and it's not Alex Cora. And I think that a lot of fans waking up today are like happy that – not happy, but they're – we got to the postseason. That's all we wanted going into the season because nobody thought that they would except Curtis. But they're not running either of them out of town, so it's got to be a player.
Yeah. You think that I'm really interested. I can't wait to hear from you this morning then. If you're okay with this, if you're happy that they got there, and that's good enough.
I was thinking that, but then Curtis was right. Once you won game one, it became more than just happy to be there.
Right.
It's like, okay, you can now win this series. And I had picked them to make the postseason, and I think a lot of people did. And Curtis had them winning the World Series.
Still could happen.
Rightfully so, you know, with the moves that they made. But I look at when you had game one and the way game two turned out, I mean, I don't think Breslow's going anywhere. And, you know, I agree with Curtis. Duran, You can't play because you're going to have Sadon Rafaela, you're going to have Roman Anthony, and you're going to have Willie Abreu. So, and you're not going to
– Somebody's odd man out.
Yeah, and Durant's not a guy who's going to sit on the bench, so it's kind of like it's just crazy that when you look at where they were and how they choked that thing away.
And it's an interesting place to be because you were right about Devers. The trade did not hurt their playoff chances, and he clearly was an issue when they were trying to make the lineup every night. But
I was also right about the first punt attempt. Can we please?
Yeah.
Is that on
right
record?
About that,
okay.
I apologize.
Okay, all right, okay. Yes. Anyway, we don't have to talk about it again. But
thank
yes,
God. So you were right about that, but the mistake for me was and remains that they had the opportunity to eat some money on Devers to get a better package from the Giants, which then could have been used to reacquire some pop or bring in another pitcher.
Yeah.
And it's
like
that
Joe Ryan or whatever.
Anybody, right. And so if you had done that, if you had reallocated those resources in season, not for a future deal for Roman Anthony, then I think you beat the Yankees. But
well, they need to, I think we would all agree, they need to spend that Devers money in the offseason.
Right. Yep.
They're fraudulent.
And Pete Alonso
would say, like,
yeah. So a legit number two because
and Pete Alonso.
Yeah, because I think Bayo, he proved that maybe he's not ready to be a postseason guy, a number two in the postseason, because you can't have your number two only pitch two-thirds of an inning or whatever the hell he pitched in game two. You can't do that.
And you have the team. Look at how much better they are entering this offseason as opposed to last. You have an ace in Garrett Crochet entering the offseason. You have your closer in Aroldis Chapman.
You got Roman Anthony.
You got Roman Anthony. You have these Sadon. You have all these guys that came up and proved they could play. I mean, the offseason is not as difficult. It's just going to be money for high-priced offensive talent.
Well, you can talk about that with us all morning long, and we are at the Newport Craft Brewery in Newport, Rhode Island, on a Flex Friday. And to get us started this morning, here is Courtney with what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox season is over. They dropped Game 3 4-0. Connelly Early lasted 3 2/3, giving up 3 runs on 6 hits while striking out 6 in his MLB postseason debut. And I hate to talk Yankees, but we already did this morning. Cam Schlittler started the season in AA and last night became the first pitcher ever to fire 8 scoreless innings with 12-plus strikeouts and 0 walks in a playoff game. So pretty impressive.
Unbelievable performance by him.
Mack Island is
unbelievable.
Getting bigger and bigger because Mack Jones and the Niners outlast the Rams in overtime. 26-23, the final in L.A. Mack Jones completed 33 of 49 passes for 342 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win.
It's amazing. It's almost like if Belichick talked to him, maybe he would have been okay here.
You know who's doing a victory lap all over social media? Dan Orlovsky, who's like reposting videos of him in 2023, who's saying, oh, if Mack Jones was – he actually had this tweet. I saw it this morning. If Mack Jones was in San Francisco, he'd be just as good, if not better, than Brock Purdy. So he's retweeting that thing. I told all of you.
So he actually tweeted that a couple years ago?
That is the hottest destination, the island. The island of Mack, man. I'm glad. Hey, you were smart for keeping your real estate there.
Can we have everybody that said Brock Purdy was an MVP candidate to return their football card? Like, look at how brilliant Kyle Shanahan's offense
is. He coached circles around Sean McVay last night, by the way.
Wow.
Like, it was impressive. And Mack was going toe-to-toe with Stafford. Mack had a great game.
Well,
save that.
Yeah.
Hey, credit where credit is due, friend.
Welcome to the island.
No. I'm not even – I'm just a passerby, Greg. I have no intentions of ever stopping at your island. But I look forward to the massive contract Mack gets to sign with a really bad football team that he may not be as good on.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Patriots Friday.
Listen, just having you – Shime, you're welcome there. We have a pig roast schedule for later on. No offense.
I'll tell you what, it's crowded there, especially with people in the Bay Area. Listen, they are now kicking themselves.
Wait, do you think there's not a quarterback?
Yes, there is.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
What? Have you not heard?
Shime, you think there is?
No. They just gave Purdy the contract. It's like it would be almost impossible to get out of
it. What did the 49ers give up for Trey Lance?
Way too much. I would think it was like two firsts and something else.
And did he get to keep the job?
No.
Yeah, but he didn't, Curtis, he didn't have a $250 million contract.
Money.
It's way easier to move on from draft picks than it is to move on from $250 million.
Two first-round draft picks are more valuable than Brock Purdy's contract.
We have a sister station out in Frisco that I tend to go on.
Oh.
While we're on the air? Or?
No.
Side hustle?
I don't get paid for it. I do it for the love of the game.
He does it for Quazo reasons.
Yeah, no, I do it for the love of the game. But they were a little bit hesitant on giving Brock Purdy that money, like the fans out there.
Yeah.
And now the fans out there are all buying real estate on Mack Island. There is a quarterback controversy because of the way Purdy was performing before the injury, and now how Mack is performing since he's been hurt.
Yeah.
So, like, for Shime to think that this ain't an issue, this is going to be a
Purdy
big
only
issue.
Played one game before the injury, Wiggy. What are you talking about?
But that's my point.
All right, well, it's a Patriots Friday. We'll be joined by Robert Spillane at 7:20 to talk all things Sunday Night Football between the Pats and Bills for Week 5. Before Sunday, Saturday, we've got BC and Pitt at noon, and then UMass and Western Michigan at 2:30. And fall in love with a new 2025 Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
And just a quick update, Doug Lane, they did do the poem last night.
Oh, they did the poem?
So we're all okay.
Good morning. Good morning to Doug. He has been doing Red Sox games for this radio station for decades.
And
always does a great job on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox radio network. So, all right. Well, we got a show for you here in Newport, Rhode Island on a Flex Friday at the Newport Craft Brewery. And we will be right back with our leads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
More like fourth inning, fourth frame heartache last night. That's Connelly Early, who was dealing first three innings, and then not his fault. So you got to make the plays.
Then the fourth inning it fell apart.
That's why they give you a glove, Curtis.
Yeah,
you gotta catch the ball.
What's the saying? Before you win, you have to learn how not to lose first.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was last night. I mean, that inning was so maddening. Because it's one thing if Judge hits a three-run home run.
Right.
It's Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
There was no hit, ball hit hard, just off gloves, people misreading fly balls, just pathetic.
Yep. It's unfortunate. Red Sox are done, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are in Newport, Rhode Island on a Flex Friday, and you guys are incredible. All right, Curtis, did you line up the assistant AG here in Rhode Island? Will she be joining us today on the show?
I only spoke to her press secretary.
I have no idea whether she's in line trying to get
her. I'm an AG.
I have no idea, but we hope to see her this morning.
I bet
you're going to regret this.
That event last night, I felt like I was on a movie set.
It's awesome.
They do this big party at some, Courtney probably knows, some
Faxon Lodge.
What's it called?
Faxon Lodge. It used to be a dorm for Salve, and then the people that live across the street closer to the ocean bought it.
Yeah,
and
it's beautiful.
Now it's like their guest house,
beautiful
which
mansion.
Is insane.
Yeah, beautiful mansion, great party, great cars there last night. Some beautiful Aston Martins.
Yeah, the cars are amazing.
There was a Bentley that you love last
night. Yeah, the 2026 Bentley, my dream car, Flying Spur. four-door. Cost you $350,000.
But... Oh. Well, you could probably finance it over 60 years, so yeah. I don't worry about it.
I asked the guy that worked for Bentley, the Herb Chambers of Bentley. I said, listen, are you guys hiring? I would be more than happy to be
You would make a great car salesman.
Or I said salesman, or I could be your ambassador for Bentley.
Because it would take the sales pitch would last for 3 hours. Yeah. But they probably
stop talking, I will buy this car.
They'd probably buy it just to get away.
Yeah. Right. The G wagons were sick last night. Yeah, those refurbished ones. Yeah,
I'd be like De Niro and analyze that. I see, all this trunk space back here. You buy the car, you're gonna go in it.
Well, yeah, no, it was a great. It was it's so a great. Cool. It's a great time down here, and there are events today and events all weekend. So if you love cars and you've never been, you have got to come down here for this event. And this morning, we'd love to see you here at the brewery in Newport, Newport Craft Brewery, and we would love to hang out with you this morning. And we got a lot to talk about. Red Sox do not advance, and I think a lot of us thought that they would after that win in Game 1, but it is the Yankees that move on, and they get off the schneid, Curtis, when it comes to the Red Sox beating them in the playoffs, so... That narrative changes a little bit for the Yankees and for the Red Sox.
If they won Game 2, it would have been just so phenomenal. Like the Yankees would be – they'd be 10-1 against the Yankees in their last 11 playoff games.
Yep.
But it was a unfortunate buzzsaw they ran into last
night. That's the thing, though. We keep saying, like, everybody was really confident after Game 1. After Game 2, my confidence was in the toilet. Like, I did not think that they were going to win last night. I didn't go into Game 3, and it was, like, all we talked about was Lucas Giolito's out, who's going to replace him, who's going to replace him. And everyone we talked to was, well, Curtis used to make a joke about it. We're going to cross that bridge when we get to it. It's like, no, the bridge is here. We got to cross it because we're going to jump off. Yeah. And that's what we ended up doing.
Yeah, but they were in the same boat, though.
It
wasn't like you were going against their ace pitcher.
You were going against a Yankees crowd who it was a home field advantage. I just think –
You think the crowd played a factor in that series?
For a rookie, yes. Absolutely.
How does a crowd, play a factor?
Put yourself in Connelly Early's shoes.
Yeah, but what about the other kid, Schlittler?
That's his home crowd.
But he's still a rookie. Both of them are under massive pressure.
I understand but one of them has the crowd behind him. The other doesn't.
But again, it's not on Connelly Early.
No.
He was big stage, and he lived up to the moment.
Yeah, I mean, he was fine for the most part.
If you want to go specifically last night, it's Rafaela or Abreu, whoever you want to put that on.
Abreu.
You put that on Abreu? And then it's low, and again, you didn't have the bats to come back. But Wiggy was, I gave him a chance to come back after that fourth inning.
Yeah.
You were done.
No, I was done because I already knew your bullpen was gassed. And then I would say this, that the two young pitchers, whoever fell in the hole first, the other guy was going to be in the driver's seat because he knew he would have had a couple of runs in a cushion. And that's what happened with the – I mean, they were both pitching well. Obviously, the kid Schlittler was pitching better than Early. But once he went up 4-0, he knew he was playing with house money, and he stayed in that zone. And unfortunately, to me, going into that game, I thought the Red Sox had a legitimate chance because you were going against a young pitcher.
Yeah. You can forget about getting them back.
And he was all pissy about being chirped by Red Sox fans. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
I'm never going back to Bubbling Brook. That's my boycott of Walpole.
So you're going Walpole.
Yeah. That's where he grew up.
Yeah. No, yesterday I said Needham because chief of police is his dad.
But my parents are in Needham. I have to be nice to the chief.
That's not fair. There's not a lot of good places in Needham. So, all right. Well, we got a lot to get to on a Flex Friday. Before we get to Leeds, let me grab Rob, who is from Swampscott. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I just got in the car. I'm driving to work. I heard Courtney saying that the crowd played a factor in the performance. Connelly Early pitched his heart out, and if the Red Sox didn't out-nerd themselves and out-geek themselves with over-shift baseball, they would have had a shortstop and a second baseman that were in position that wouldn't have had to make such extravagant attempts at balls that they didn't wind up getting. They just play where a normal shortstop and second baseman play, and those are outs.
The dreaded shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how many times in this series did the Red Sox infielder get a grounder that was it directly where they were? I was actually noting in the game how often both teams were somehow positioned perfectly for most of the ground balls. Yeah. So I think
Bregman had one where he was like basically right behind the mound.
Right, and it went right to him.
Yeah.
That was game two.
Yeah. So I mean, it works.
So in that case, the analytics are you're on board with the analytics.
We can fight the shifts and the defensive alignments all we want. Those things aren't changing. They're going to get more pronounced.
Okay. They said it coming up at 7, and we will hear from Alex Bregman with regard to his future with or without the Boston Red Sox. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, that is Pat Benatar.
That's a great song right there.
Yeah.
That is a classic.
I mean, she owned the 80s. When she and Madonna owned the 80s.
And Joan Jett, too.
Well, yeah, but Joan Jett didn't have nearly as many hits.
No. But
Pat Benatar's catalog is extraordinary.
Classic.
Hit after hit after hit.
Unlike the Red Sox.
Heartbreaking, certainly, last night. And leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru, introducing the all-new all-wheel drive 2026 Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid. Experience adventure unplugged. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Shime, I would say, if you're okay with it, the fact that we are in Newport for the Audrain Motor Concourse Motor Week, we could do some automobile-themed rejoins this morning, if you're okay with it.
I think that sounds like a great idea, Greg.
I love that.
When it comes to rock and roll, certainly. You know, the themes throughout the years have been automobiles, women, and sadness. So.
Does Rick Ocasek have a song about cars? Because that would be even better.
That would be irony, or
I don't
that
know.
Would be, yeah,
it's too early.
I think that would be irony. All right, Chime, your lead this morning.
Yeah, Greg, it's pretty simple. I'm really sad about the Boston Red Sox. It's very depressing coming in this morning and knowing that they lost last night in a series that they could have won. Like they could be moving on to the ALDS, and instead they're off to Cancun and to enjoy the offseason. But like I at least have hope for the future, whereas in previous seasons, I was never convinced, right? It always required them to go into the offseason and spend really big in order for this team to be back to being competitive. Right now, though, you have a lot of those major pieces locked up. You have guys like Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer on this roster. They'll be healthy next year. You have a guy like Garrett Crochet, who now has a contract. If you can somehow figure out a way to make sure Alex Bregman stays in the fold, you keep your major leader, you can get Duran out of here, get what you can for him, and maybe, who knows, maybe a deal for a guy like Joe Ryan is available this offseason at a much cheaper price than it was at the trade deadline, and this team will be better next year. And so I think at least right now, compared to the last 4 years for the Boston Red Sox, there's a lot of hope that doesn't require massive, massive changes in the offseason, and that I think we can be proud of.
Sure. I mean, you're going to, whether you like him or not personally, you're going to get Tristan Casas back, so... hopefully that
you can keep him. You can keep him.
What about our guy Liam Hendricks? We're gonna get him back.
I don't think you're gonna get him back.
Pete
Alonso's gonna. I think he opted out, right? Didn't Pete Alonso opt out, so he'll be a free agent. Is Schwarber a free agent?
Schwarbs, so I mean, you could bring Schwarbs back.
I would much rather Schwarbs than Tristan Casas.
Yeah,
you can keep Casas, and we love Liam, but I think he's about to go on a walkabout.
But yeah, no, I think you're. I mean, you have to focus on pitching, and that's really it.
Yeah,
I mean,
you need more offense too.
Yeah,
I mean, you need to get. I mean, Roman Anthony will help, but you need another guy that's going to potentially get you 30 home runs in a season.
Because if you lose Bregman, then I think like, all right, you'll probably see Meyer play third, And then if you can get a guy like Schwarb or Pete Alonso to maybe pick up the production that you potentially lose from Bregman.
I don't think Bregman's going to opt out. I mean, he
Oh, you don't think so?
Well, he was hurt, but I certainly – so he has that excuse, but I don't think he had
– I thought that was like the word that the whispers –
That's from his agent.
All right.
I think that what they're going to try and do, and this is inside baseball, literally, that the CBA expires at the end of next year. There's going to be a lockout by the owners, and Scott Boras is going to attempt with his clients to get money guaranteed in
spite now for, that for extended
periods of time. Yep. So I believe he will opt out for that reason.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Sean, great lead from you. What do you think of Sean's lead? How
Meh.
Courtney, kidding. Be honest,
so
you weren't
good.
Even listening.
It was so good. It was so good.
All right. We're in Newport, Rhode Island. It is a Flex Friday, and we are at Newport Craft Brewery, and we'll be here all morning long. We'll be joined by Jay Leno at about 8:15 or 8:30 this morning. Nate Burleson, Wiggy locked Nate in for Beat the Geek, so that is coming up at some point this morning. And we will be right back with the rest of this morning's leads next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love cars like Wiggy loves cars, then you should be here at some point over the weekend in Newport, Rhode Island at the Audrain Newport Concours Motor Week. Over 500 cars, every kind of car, like whether you like old,
yep,
like Beatles time, or whether you like the new Bentley that yep. Wiggy is going to get for $350,000. So it's an awesome experience down here. Weather's great. We'll get to Curtis and the weather forecast coming up. We have leads that remain this morning. This quickly is Adam, though, from Connecticut. Adam, good morning.
Good morning. First off, things about the Red Sox, but I believe it's a promising for the first time since 2021. And a lot of good young core, but I just wanted to say you guys made a lot of great points, but I think one that really needs to be hit on is we were the worst team defensively in baseball, made the most errors, and the two glaring points is pitching and defense. And if you don't have that in the postseason, you're not going to win. And we relied heavily on a guy in Giolito, which he had a great season. It was a nice story. But other than Crochet, and I love Bayo, but he's realistically on most teams a good 4 or 5. And we need a reliable number 2, or you're not winning in the postseason.
Yeah. No, thank you. I mean, defense. I mean, that's why he lost that game last night.
Yep.
So, and I, you know, Giolito, you got it. I guess, you know, you're going to get what he was, I guess, next year from him. And
but depending on what his injury status.
But that's what happens when you get guys off the scrap heap in reclamation deals.
Yeah.
The Red Sox shouldn't be shopping in that aisle. Like, that's what the whole frustration is of the mindset and the reluctance of John Henry to actually spend big free agent money for front-end players. Because you get Walker Buehler, who sucked. You get Giolito, who was great at times, then kind of fizzled out because of the elbow. When guys are available for short-term deals, there's a reason, because there's every team in baseball needs pitching.
Yeah.
So the fact that you are getting these guys for what they got them for is an indictment on the team for not spending the money they have on actual top-end starters.
Ken, you don't have a – it's a small data sample, so – but can you theoretically count on Connolly early or on Big Stash?
No pun intended. It's still early to tell whether you can. I think he is, you know, maybe your fourth, fifth starter. I think Bayo is your third starter. And the biggest question mark is that number two. Yep. And that number two has to be somebody that you have confidence that come the postseason, they can go out there and they can win a game for you, because you can pencil crochet in to win you a game. You just need that number two. And your bullpen should be fine. But the issue is, after crochet, there's too many unknowns.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get the rest of the leads in. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So as we sit here, October 3rd, Red Sox season just ended. I believe they still are the team closest to a championship in Boston. We do this sort of like quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics are not going to win without Tatum, and I don't care how many fun videos they shoot from the practice facility. He's not.
You don't think he's back in a couple weeks?
No, I don't. And maybe I'm wrong, but he was healthy on the same team, and they lost to the Knicks. So I have the Red Sox, Celtics, Patriots, Bruins, and this offseason, and what the best part of this sort of out of nowhere post Devers trade reclamation is the fact that the fan base is engaged. We saw the Red Sox fan take over Boston. There's been an infusion of young fans into the sport. I think it's been a great year for the Red Sox place in Boston. And I hope that that fan interest is something that incites the ownership to reinvest in the product, because they have to.
Yeah.
They got $30 million a year sitting there on Devers that they have to spend. And this offseason will be – Ken and I do this every Saturday. We're like, this is the year the Patriots spend. This is the year the Red Sox spend.
Yeah.
If they don't spend this year, I think there will be legitimate backlash, not just a random guy yelling at John Henry at the Winter Classic.
All right, Curtis, thank you very much. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Very easy.
Isn't our queen glowing this morning?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm bumping, popping this morning.
You're popping?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What's your baby's lead?
Oh, well, my baby and I have the same lead.
Good.
Very easy lead for me this morning. A lead nobody asked for. Taylor Swift's album dropped at midnight. I'm sure a lot of you were excited about that.
Nope.
Red Sox lose, but
nope.
We were saved by Taylor Swift.
Nope. And nobody's excited.
Nope, there are a few.
They're actually sleeping.
There are a few. And my two early favorites, I listened very lowly this morning as Santos slept, is Wood and Opalite. So those are the two early favorites. I'm excited to listen to it at full volume on my way home today.
Okay.
And that's how I will be spending my entire weekend. It seems like if you're a pop girly, Shime, you're going to love this album.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did she do a diss track on Andy Reid because he shoved Kelsey?
No, and I will say it's not very Travis Kelsey heavy from what I've listened to so far.
Okay. Neither is the Chiefs offense.
Well, so he's getting ready to retire. Yes. Give him a break.
All right. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So my lead, I gotta take out my thing because I am in my adopted home city here.
Oh,
so.
I love it.
Oh, Wiggy.
Oh, look, the key to Newport hangs right here. Oh,
yep.
Look at that.
I'm representing on my
Yeah. Well, I forgot Wiggy was given the key to the city in
Yeah,
Newport.
So we got to represent. You know what I mean? Newport, we in here.
Yeah.
My lead is this. And it's simple. You look at this series, and I think, Curtis, you're right. The Red Sox are back. The energy, the fans. It was great to watch all three of those games. You know, the investment. You and I might disagree in, like, what's the best playoff sport, but Red Sox, when they're in the postseason, it's exciting to watch. I will say that. I think it's time for the Red Sox to move on from Alex Cora. I don't think he is the guy any longer that can get the job done. The one caller talked about the Red Sox having the most errors, and we all thought it was Devers. Devers is gone, and you still have that issue. I think errors is something that starts from the top-down manager and whatever, however you want to work on it or whatever these guys work on in practice, and I understand it's different than football and other sports, but the manager, maybe putting guys in the right position, maybe putting guys, maybe you, when you do put your lineup card together and you say, okay, well, we want to have Low in the game. Maybe you want him in the game, but maybe first base is not the best place for him.
Yeah.
Maybe you take out Duran and you try to figure out, okay, who do we put in right field? Who can we put at first base? So I think those are things that fall on the plate of the manager. And I think it's time. We all love him. We think he's a great guy.
Oh, boy.
But what has he done for us lately? Other than this year, the team has finished in last place, I think, for what, the last 3 years?
Yeah.
So
you want Alex Cora gone?
I think it's time for Alex Cora because he's the main reason why you didn't win game two. I'm going to die on that hill because you're supposed to be letting your third base coach know, hey, if we get in this situation, this is what we need to do. So if your third base coach doesn't do the job, isn't that a reflection of you as a manager?
Yep.
And whether the bunt was
his fault or not.
He
was the one who decided that it was the situation where you're going to bunt.
Right. So that's the thing. Curtis brought up a great point. You chose to put Duran in left field when he couldn't hit a beach ball.
No.
You could have put Reschneider out there, and maybe he makes that play. We know Duran has struggled all season long when it comes to fielding.
So you think it's time for them to part ways with
Yeah, they should fire Cora.
With Alex. They should fire Alex
yes,
Cora.
They should fire Cora.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. He's a week ago
you were praising him.
Like, no, I praised him, 2 days ago after game one.
Fair okay. and balanced.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, I praise
the spin stops here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So Wiggy says it is time to say goodbye to Alex
yep.
Cora.
Get you a all new right. manager.
You can talk about that all morning long. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We are in Newport, Rhode Island on a Flex Friday. Got to take a quick break. I'll get to my lead coming up, and then we will get to They Said It, and we will certainly talk about what Alex Bregman said last night about his future with the Boston Red Sox.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.